Thank you so much. We are so glad to be here with you. That's like incredible opportunity. Praise God. And I will be speaking in Russian. I'm so sorry. I need more time to learning. So please be как терпеливый.
Patient.
Я надеюсь, что мой русский вас он приятен для слушания.
I hope that as you listen to my Russian, it's pleasant to your ears. That you can fall asleep during the sermon, and we will not judge you for that.
Спасибо, Джессика.
He's saying thank you, Jessica. No. We are at fault for sleeping in the presence of God in church, and there is no judgment, and we feel like family here. We love you and just are so grateful to God for your prayers and support for us. It's coming to Farmington, to Solid Rock, it's just like coming home to see Pastor Daryl and Pastor Darlene and the whole family. It's just, it brings joy and a lot of refreshing to our souls.
И пользуясь случаем, мы тоже хотим. Для нас это огромная честь говорить сегодня, потому что мы не знали, что именно сегодня у пастора Дэрила такая замечательная дата — 49 лет служений.
And it's just an honor for us to speak this morning. We didn't know that it was Pastor Daryl's 49th anniversary. It's just an honor. We're just blown away that for the opportunity to share.
Спасибо вам большое за эту честь.
Thank you for this honor.
И мы также с нетерпением ждем, и мы надеемся, что вы все ждете женской конференции в марте. Мы будем тоже здесь, слава Богу.
And we're excited for the women's conference. We're going to come back for the women's conference. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Я уже какой год говорю всем, что у меня есть великая задача.
I tell everybody that I have a great commission.
Привести моего спикера на конференцию.
To bring my speaker to the conference.
Хочешь поделиться?
Yes, we're just so excited. And for me personally, I think what has touched me the most at the women's conference is how the men serve. I'm blown away. I've been to many women's conferences, but I've never seen so many men serve. And honestly, because the men serve, the ladies bloom like flowers. And you feel that security and that protection that the men are not intimidated, but they're actually serving the women. So thank you to all the men for humbling yourself and serving at the women's conference. It is a huge sacrifice on your behalf. And those who have not had yet the opportunity to serve at the women's conference, we ask that you would take the challenge, and by God's grace, you would serve the women. It's just unbelievably like amazing to see how God moves when men serve. And this women's conference is successful because I believe the men of the church here. And so thank you for providing that love and that protection for the women. And for those watching online who couldn't make it this morning, we ask that you, if you're a man and you would like to take part, please do. And if you're a female, please come to the conference and enjoy this time. For all the females, please, please come. It's a wonderful time. We've been blessed so much.
Ты готова поехать уже на конференцию? Илья
saying, I'm ready to go to the conference. Yes. Yes. And the gift bags are amazing. Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, he knows how to cut raw chicken and like chop it up. Yeah, he does it for my mom all the time. Most of what we do in Israel is we cook food for Ukrainians that come to our home, for guests. And it's a very humbling process when you're washing dishes, cooking food, I don't know, like 6 to 7 hours on a Friday, every Friday, for 30, 35 people, and it's every Friday. We know that the Lord loves food, so He likes to eat, and in God's presence, He even talks about the smell. He likes how cooked meat smells good. So go to the meat eat on Friday. That is a biblical model.
Также мы хотим передать привет от наших родителей.
Also, we would like to say a big hello from our parents.
От нашего собрания в Израиле.
From our congregation in Israel.
Мы благодарны вам, что вы молитесь, что вы поддерживаете Израиль.
Thank you so much for praying for Israel, that you support Israel.
И небольшие новости о нашем, как о нашем служении, то, что мы сейчас находимся в статусе, когда нам нужно обновить нашу визу.
So, just a quick update. We're in the status of renewing our visas.
Нам нужно было выехать из Израиля, и этот процесс, нам сказали, занимает от полугода до года.
And we were told that we have to leave Israel. We signed the documents and to do everything legally. They told us that we have to be out of the country from 6 months to a year.
И мы с благодарностью даже смотрим на это, хотя нам было очень тяжело уезжать.
It was very hard for us to leave, but we... Now, looking at the situation, we thank God.
Потому что Бог дал нам возможность служить 2 года в Израиле, и сейчас у нас есть возможность говорить за Израиль.
The Lord gave us an opportunity to live in Israel for 2 years, and now He's opening the doors to speak on behalf of Israel, on behalf of the Jewish people.
И мы сегодня мы, когда мы проснулись, мы увидели в новостях, и мы хотели рассказать краткий апдейт, что именно сейчас происходит в Израиле, потому что мы видим, как очень много как много лжи говорится сейчас.
We would like to share a quick update of what's going on, especially we woke up this morning to a lot of news in Israel, and we'd like to share the truth because there's so many lies on the news about Israel.
Как вы знаете, сейчас есть перемирие с террористической организацией, которая на севере. Эта террористическая организация называется Хизбалла.
So, if you have heard, there's a terrorist organization in the north, in Lebanon, called Hezbollah.
И в секторе Газы это террористическая организация Хамас. С обеими организациями было заключено перемирие.
And in the south, in sector Gaza, there's the terrorist organization called Hamas. And with each of the terrorist groups, there was a ceasefire deal.
И сегодня на севере что происходит? По договоренности о перемирии израильская армия должна была выйти из Ливана и отойти назад уже к своей границе.
So it was a 60-day ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in the north. And today was the day when Israel's military had to step back and go back to Israel from Lebanon.
Но была договоренность, чтобы ливанские войска заняли их позиции, чтобы Хизбалла опять не пришла и не обстреливала Израиль и израильские города и население.
But the deal included that when Israel steps back, the Lebanese National Army would step in to protect that Hezbollah would not take those places and keep bombing the north of Israel.
Потому что что происходило на протяжении 470 дней, Хизбалла ежедневно обстреливала вот с этого места, где сейчас находится израильская армия, ежедневно обстреливала израильские города, населенные пункты, деревни.
So what has happened that for the past 470 days, Hezbollah, the terrorist group, has bombed Israel from those places where the Israel military is right now. They went in and they stopped the bombing. And before Israel went in, the Hezbollah group would keep bombing the northern cities of Israel up to Galilee.
И это одна из множества, скажем так, из множества примеров того, как новости обманывают и говорят, вот Израиль очень плохой в том, что они пообещали уйти, и они не ушли. Но не говорят о совершенно другой стороне, что те обманули и не выполнили всех договоренностей.
And this is what the news does. They say that Israel is such a bad country. They didn't leave when they were supposed to leave. But they don't say the other part, that the Lebanese military had to step in and be in the middle instead of Hezbollah going back to where they used to be.
Новости тоже не говорят о том, что в том месте сейчас, где Израиль, Все это время, 470 дней, пока Хизбалла обстреливала Израиль, были войска, миротворческие войска ООН, и они ничего не делали.
What the news also doesn't say is that for 470 days, as Hezbollah was bombing the northern cities of Israel, the entire time the Peace Corps of the UN was there the whole time and did nothing. They were silent, they were there. A few hundred feet away from the terrorist points, you could see the UN stations, and they did zero.
И мы ни в коем случае мы не позволяем себе, ни в коем случае не хотим осудить какую-то страну, сказать, что все в Ливане плохие, все палестинцы плохие, все в Иране это плохие люди.
We don't want to say that all Lebanese or Palestinian or Iranians are bad people. We don't want to judge and generalize a whole nation.
Потому что, как вы знаете, я сам из России.
As you know, I myself am from Russia.
И Россия вторглась в Украину и делает российские войска, солдаты делают очень ужасные вещи в Украине с местным населением, обычными гражданами Украины.
As you have heard, Russia has invaded Ukraine and has done atrocities to Ukrainian civilians when they invaded their country.
И не все в России, множество людей, большая часть населения России против того, что делает государство, которое захватило власть в России.
And most Russians are against what the current Russian government is doing and how they have taken power in Russia and how they're invading Ukraine. Most Russians are against that.
И мы знаем, что в Ливане есть очень многие, кто особенно христиане, которые против того, что делает Хизбалла.
In Lebanon there are many Christian Arabs who are against what Hezbollah is doing, but they're silent, they can't do anything. They're being persecuted for their faith.
Мы знаем, что есть палестинцы, которые против войны. Мы не знаем, сколько, у нас нету статистики, но да, мы знаем, что Хамас он преследует таких людей.
We know that there are Palestinians who are against what Hamas is doing, but Hamas has killed most of them, and we don't know how many are left. We actually met one Palestinian who's a Christian, and he does not believe in replacement theology. He supports Israel. When we took a picture with him, he said, "Please don't post it online because I could get killed." I said, "How many of you are like that support Israel?" And he said, "I could just count a handful, very few, but there are those who do support Israel, but either they're killed or they're hiding."
И на протяжении всего того времени, пока мы были в Израиле,
and while we have been in Israel,
начиная с 7 октября, когда началась война,
when October 7th happened,
мы видели, как очень много лжи идет вокруг Израиля и этого конфликта.
We see how many lies are being said about Israel and about this conflict in Gaza.
Только говорят об одной стороне.
They just talk about the one side.
И мы не хотим сказать, что Израиль это безгрешная страна, святые люди, которые не ошибаются и не допускают ошибок.
We're not saying that Israel is perfect, that they also have sinned, they also make mistakes just like any other people group, and they admit that too.
Но это факт, то что Израиль пытается защитить своих людей, потому что если он перестанет этого делать, Хамас как террористическая организация, Хизбалла, радикальный исламистский режим в Иране, они единственная цель, которую они преследуют на уровне государственности, это убить всех евреев.
And all Israel is trying to do, and we've seen it, is just to protect themselves, just to survive. They're trying to survive, and the terrorist groups, Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Islamic regime in Iran, their only motive is to annihilate the Jewish people.
Еще один один пример из множества многочисленных примеров коррупции и ужаса, то, что действительно происходит во время этой войны.
One example of the corruption that's happening with this war between Israel and Gaza.
Некоторые комментаторы, которые сейчас ведут апдейт по поводу войны между Израилем и Хамасом, они посчитали, сколько денег было выделено на мирных жителей в секторе Газы.
Several commentators have counted how much money has been given towards civilians in Gaza.
Через ООН.
Through the UN.
И я не против, чтобы помогать действительно людям, которые нуждаются.
I'm not against helping people who are in need.
И я не против того, чтобы посылать гуманитарную помощь. Это важно и нужно делать.
It's important to send humanitarian aid.
Потому что действительно в секторе Газа сейчас очень сложная обстановка, особенно для мирных граждан.
It's really difficult for civilians there, and we admit that.
Но комментаторы посчитали, что все те деньги, которые были выделены,
but the commentators have counted that all these finances that have been given towards Gaza,
этих денег было бы достаточно из сектора Газа сделать второй Дубай.
This money would be enough to create a second Dubai.
Но эти деньги были взяты и было куплено оружие, был построен подземный город. Это километры тоннелей, и цель это чтобы убивать евреев.
But what this money has been used for is to buy weapons and to create tunnels and an underground city to kill the Jews.
И
насчет продуктов, которые.
Да, ты можешь сказать.
Also, there have been hundreds and hundreds of food trucks that aid that goes to Palestinians, but Hamas will kill Palestinians if they come and touch that food, and they take it and they sell it and they earn millions and millions of dollars, and that's what's keeping the war going because innocent people here in the United States, they want to help both sides and they send money to the UN, but there's such a corruption and an evil system that they want to get rid of the Jewish people, and they're doing it through corruption, through corrupt ways. And the UN has condemned Russia from maybe 5 to 10 times, and Russia has done atrocities, but the UN has condemned Israel over 60 times. And it's just unfair and unjust what has been done. And Israel is the size of Rhode Island. It's tiny. It's compared to all the Muslim countries in the Middle East, in Africa. And it's just this little piece of land. And the Islamic groups, the terrorist groups, they want to take over Jerusalem. They know that there's something special about that city. And we, as Christians, believe that as well. But they're all aiming for that. They want to annihilate the Jews and take over Israel. That's their only motive. There's no other reason for this war.
И мы как христиане, мы как духовные люди, мы, конечно же, понимаем, что это бесовское влияние, и дьявол насадил эти системы и структуры с единственной целью, чтобы уничтожить Израиль и убить всех евреев, потому что он ненавидит евреев.
And we, as Christians, as spiritual people, we see that this is demonic activity. The devil hates Israel, he hates the Jews, he wants to kill them all, and anybody who follows Jesus, he wants to kill. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy.
И причина, потому что Иисус вернется в Иерусалим.
And we believe that Jesus will come back to Jerusalem.
И он будет править оттуда.
And he's going to rule and reign from there.
И дьявол знает это.
And the enemy knows that.
И именно поэтому Израиль это самое, и евреи это самое преследуемое на всей протяжении истории, самое преследуемое, самое. Вы все, я думаю, слышали про Холокост. Это самая преследуемая нация в мире. Дьявол ненавидит их.
And the Jewish people have been the most persecuted people throughout history. If you just look at the Holocaust that happened in the previous generation, it's because the devil hates them and wants to destroy them because of their relationship to Abraham and Abraham being God's friend.
И почему мы делимся с вами об этом? Потому что мы верим, мы не следователи только политической теме, но мы действительно верим, что нам, как христианам, важно иметь сострадание.
And why we're sharing this is because we're not trying to be political, but as Christians, we have to have compassion and sorrow. We have to stand with them.
Мы не можем себе позволить, вот как Иисус сказал, в последние времена во многих охладеет любовь.
We can't allow what Jesus said that would happen, that the love of many will grow cold in the end times. We can't allow that to happen in our hearts.
И как, когда мы пока мы живем в Израиле, пока мы жили в Израиле, мы служили, и мы говорили евреям, мы вас поддерживаем.
And as we served in Israel, we would tell the Jewish people, we love you, we support Israel 100%.
И это действительно, это для них, это что-то невероятное, это
It's
особенное для них.
Something incredible, like their eyes are so big and they say, really? You really love us, you really support us, the whole world hates us. It's just such a testimony to them that there are people who support them. And we actually say that there are we have Christian friends in the United States that love you and that support you. And so we want to say thank you for supporting Israel and loving the Jewish people despite what the news has shown. Thank you that you continue to stand in the gap for them.
И если вы хотите получать информацию, быть... правильные, скажем так, источники информации, откуда мы берем информацию, за кем мы следуем, чтобы узнавать новости про Израиль, напишите нам, мы вам дадим источники, очень проверенные и хорошие.
And if you want to find good news sources that actually say the truth about Israel, after the service we could definitely show you where we find our information, what news sources we listen to, and we could share that with you if you are interested in seeing updates of what's really happening, uncensored updates of what's happening in Israel.
И мы хотели также поделиться с вами с небольшим свидетельством.
And we would like to share a quick testimony.
Как вы знаете нашу историю, что 2.5 года назад Бог дал нам возможность приехать в Израиль и начать служение там, помогать людям. Особенно мы начали с украинских беженцев, потому что это был большой исход украинских людей, у которых есть еврейские корни именно в Израиль.
And we have lived in Israel for 2 years, and God has gone in the first part of our ministry. We gave us the opportunity to serve Ukrainian refugees, either who came as refugees or new immigrants. There was a mass exodus during the Russia-Ukraine war into Israel.
И Бог дал нам возможность сделать кемп для них, выезд для подростков.
We have a few pictures. We were able to do in 2023 a camp for teenagers who have suffered the war in Ukraine.
И это было удивительно. Для нас была такая победа.
And it was such a great victory for us when we did it the first year in 2023. It was incredible.
И мы до сих пор мы удивляемся, что мы бы никогда бы не могли подумать, что когда-нибудь в нашей жизни мы приедем в Израиль и будем делать там выезд.
We never expected that we would come to Israel and do a camp there. That was not our plan.
Но действительно, когда верующий человек, следующий за Богом, говорит Богу «да», Бог начинает делать через твою жизнь удивительные вещи.
But as Christians, when we say to the Lord, yes, here I am, yes, just like in the song, He begins to do incredible things in our lives and through our lives.
И когда 7 октября 2023 году началась война,
when October 7th happened and the war broke out in Israel,
для нас это было тоже огромным потрясением.
We were shaken. We were very scared.
Никто нас к этому не готовил.
Nobody prepared us for war. We didn't go through classes.
Да, мы не проходили мастер-классы, как служить во время войны.
We didn't go through like a workshop class, how to serve in the middle of a war.
Каково это бежать в бомбоубежище и прятаться, и сидеть, и ожидать просто под этот жуткий звук сирены и надеяться, что по тебе не прилетит.
What it's like to sit in a bomb shelter, to hide there and listen to how rockets are being intercepted above you, and you're just praying that shrapnel doesn't hit your building and kill you.
И это то, о чем новости тоже не говорят. Сейчас почти каждую неделю через по 2 ракеты посылает радикальный исламистский режим из Йемена. Это две? Да.
So, what the news also doesn't share is that once a week, the terrorist group, they're called the Houthis in Yemen, they'll send about 1 or 2 ballistic missiles every week since Christmas. And they get up the whole... They know that they're going to be intercepted, but they get up the entire cities, millions of people up at night, like 2 or 3 a.m., and it's just like a psychological war.
И это стабильно, еженедельно происходит, и ты просто в 3 часа ночи просыпаешься и бежишь в бомбоубежище.
You wake up at 2 or 3 a.m. from the eerie sounds of the sirens, and you just run to the bomb shelter. One time, we had to go to the bathroom at 2 or 3, and the sirens are going off. And both of us went to the bathroom, and Ilya's thinking, this would be the stupidest death ever. like,
Господь, пожалуйста, не дай мне умереть такой смертью.
Please, Lord, let me not die this kind of death. Maybe I die for one. But you have to go to the bathroom, you know. You don't know how long you're going to sit in the bomb shelter, but like our bathrooms like have a little window, and you're like hoping that no like metal piece will fly in through the window as you're going number one, you know, during the middle of the night.
По звуке сирены.
While the sirens are going off.
Такая жизнь в Израиле, да.
That's the life we live in Israel.
И к этому... Да, может.
Also, we wanted to say thank you for helping us buy a car. We were able to buy a car in Israel for the ministry. Thank you. The lady, the owner who was selling us the car, she said, yeah, last night a ballistic missile hit my son's school. My son is so happy that he has no school today. And I'm like, school is canceled because your school was bombed. But... this is the life in Israel. It's impossible to get used to it. It's still, you experience fear. It's you experience tension. And as we sit in the bomb shelter, we just pray, Lord, protect Israel. Lord, protect your people. And you could hear ballistic missiles being hit. One actually fell near our city. And it was a really loud thug. It was not far, because we live on the outskirts of the city, and it was not far from us, and it was loud. It was scary, but nobody died, and we thank God that He protects His people.
И наше свидетельство, оно заключено в том, что в 2024 году, когда мы были здесь на конференции...
And our testimony is last year, in 2024, when we were at the women's conference here,
после конференции в нашей реакции, в нашем состоянии что-то поменялось.
Something changed in our hearts, in our reaction to everything that was going on, into our state of being.
И мы сейчас хотим рассказать поподробнее. Сейчас у нас есть возможность сделать оценку между 23-м и 24-м годом.
And now, looking back, we could analyze what happened in 2023 and 2024.
В 23-м году у нас было такое состояние, к примеру, я спал по 9 часов, и я не мог выспаться.
In 2023, Ilya is saying, and including myself, we would sleep 9-10 hours, and our bodies couldn't get enough sleep. We were always tired.
И мы чувствовали на внутреннее напряжение и стресс, и какое-то разочарование, которое периодически нас стягивало вниз. И из-за этого можно было просто ощутить даже на физическом уровне.
Now looking back, we see that we were experiencing fear and tension on a physical level and anxiety. And it actually impacted our lives, our relationship, but it would take us down. We would fall into this depression over and over again. We would continue to serve, but that would happen on a regular basis.
Да, и Бог действовал через нас.
And God used us. God used us while we were in Israel.
Мы сделали лагерь.
We did a camp.
Мы начали еженедельные встречи.
We did weekly clubs with
домашние
kids.
Группы.
We did home groups.
Но было что-то внутри нас.
But something inside of us.
Что так иногда периодически нас стягивало.
It would pull us down. It was a heavy weight.
Это даже не печаль, это как горечь.
It wasn't sadness. We look back at it now, and it looked like bitterness.
И в моем случае это было разочарование о том, что, ну, как так все это произошло, что мы оказались в Израиле. У меня были, хоть и мне нравилось служить в Израиле, у меня было определенное разочарование в том, как Бог ведет нас.
I loved serving in Israel, but I deep down was disappointed in God and how He took us out and how He was leading us.
Знаете, иногда мы ожидаем чего-то по-другому от Бога.
Sometimes we expect something different from God, not what He's really doing in our lives.
Джессика проходила тоже сложный период в своей жизни.
I also experienced difficulties. I shared at the women's conference of how we're trying to have children and how our siblings have all had children and our friends and for Ilya, it was in regards to ministry. For me personally, it was in regards to children. That God, I was very bitter at him in 2000 and 2023 for not answering that prayer. I couldn't understand why he was doing that.
Я помню, в 2024 году, когда мы были здесь на конференции, это был последний день.
It was the last day of the conference in March of 2024.
И я не помню, пастор Дарлин сделала вызов.
Pastor Darlene made an altar call for everybody to come out. It was a Sunday. It was already after the conference. It was a Sunday morning.
И она сказала, если вы хотите, чтобы горечь, которая вас сдерживает, ушла, вам нужно выйти вперед.
She said that if you want the Mara to go or the bitterness to leave your heart, you have to come out forward.
Моя первая мысль была, ну что мы будем выходить? Мы вроде как тут говорим со сцены, люди будут смотреть на нас.
And my first thought was like, why am I going to go out forward? We're about to go up and preach. What are people going to think about us?
Хочешь рассказать себе?
And I told Ilya, I said, if we don't go out, that bitterness will eat us alive and it'll kill us. I said, I have to go. I said, we need to go. Something inside of me. And so we went. And it was a regular altar call. I cried. We asked the Lord for forgiveness. We let go of the bitterness. And nothing really miraculously happened. Nothing. Like, we didn't see angels in the sky or, you know, the floodgates of heaven open up. It was a great service.
Война продолжалась в Израиле.
We came back, the war continued in Israel.
То же служение, что мы делали, оно продолжалось и росло.
What we the projects we did in Israel, the clubs, the camps, serving people.
Но наша реакция на все это изменилась.
But how we began to react to our circumstances changed.
И вместо горечи пришла страсть.
Instead of bitterness, passion came.
И мы еще больше начали любить евреев.
We began to love the Jewish people even more.
В нашем сердце появилось еще больше страсти и желания узнать этот народ, понять его и сострадать ему.
Our passion grew to know them, to have compassion and suffer with them.
И даже в нас физически ничего не поменялось. Мы до сих пор проходим... Это действительно сложный сезон в нашей жизни, и мы хотим и верим, что у нас будут дети, но физически мы не пережили какого-то изменения.
Physically we haven't changed. We haven't been healed. We still don't have children. We're still praying for that.
Хочешь рассказать? Но твоя реакция изменилась.
But our reaction to that changed. And now when we sleep, we get rested, the sirens go off. It's scary, like you do experience fear, but it's not this kind of anxiety that just pounds you down to the ground. After the sirens end, you just go back to sleep. You know, that's what you do. And then you get up the next morning. And for me personally, My brothers and Ilya's brother had babies, and it was a very bitter time in our lives. I couldn't understand why God wasn't answering our prayer. And the Lord was healing us through this conference. I shared that the greatest unanswered prayer is the one that Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, and that because of his unanswered prayer, God didn't answer his own son. You and I have salvation today. That was the reason why God didn't answer him. And sometimes through our unanswered prayers, God wants to save souls. He wants to bring hope and healing to those around us. It's not because you don't have faith that God is not answering. That's not true. The fact that you're praying for it shows that you have faith. It's not because you sinned. If you did sin, the Holy Spirit would show you right away. He's not going to torment you and try to make you figure it out. He's very simple. He's very plain. He will say it if there is sin. But if there's no sin and God still doesn't answer, that means through our pain and suffering, he wants to bring souls into his kingdom. He wants to save people. And I began to repent that I was accusing God for not giving us children, for pointing the finger at him. And I have a younger sister. We're a year and 8 months apart. We did everything together. And we went to music school together. We were in 5 different car accidents together. You know, we went swimming together. I love my sister. Like, we actually look very much alike. Very different personalities. And, you know, growing up, you experience everything together. And in October, Ilya's younger brother said that they're pregnant with their second child, and then my sister says she's pregnant. And in October, Israel experienced the most massive attack in human history. In a span of 1.5 hours, they send 180 ballistic missiles to Israel. Russia will send one or two a day, and they knock down an entire 9-story, 10-story building. And the Islamic regime in Iran sent 180 on Israel, and we were in the bomb shelter, and you could hear it, like the pounds, like boom, 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 boom. It's like intercepting the rockets, and it was a miracle that no one died. Even scientists and physicists in Israel admit that it was a miracle from God that he protected Israel. Yes, praise God. I actually was cooking chicken soup at the time. And so there was a pause in between the ballistic missiles. And we quickly ran out. We were ducking. We turned off the oven and ran back in the bomb shelter. Actually, it was good chicken soup. I really am glad I made it. But when I found out that Ilya's younger brother, they're pregnant with their second child. And my sister, my closest friend, is now pregnant. I'm happy for them, but on the inside, I could feel that bitterness coming again. And so I remember I couldn't sleep. It was 3 a.m. Ilya has the gift of sleep for both of us. He was asleep. I couldn't sleep. I just cried. And usually when we're in pain, I am guilty of this. I go to social media and I just do mindless scrolling, just to drown out the pain, try to look at funny videos. And this time I put my phone away. It was 3 a.m. and I took out my guitar and I just sobbed and I cried and I said, Jesus, I'm not going to accuse you. You're my best friend. It's not your fault. And so I began to sing to him. I didn't try to write a song or anything. I just sang what was on my heart. I was all in tears. I cried. It was very quiet. And I was so exhausted, it knocked me out. I went to sleep. But the next morning, I remembered what I sang. And so it actually is a song, and it's in Russian. And Pastor Daryl asked that I would sing it. And this morning, I translated it. So it's very raw, but because you're my family, I would love, nobody's heard it in English. You're the first ones. I translated it by God's grace, but it's about the unanswered prayers that... Even if God doesn't answer our prayers, even if he doesn't give that financial breakthrough, even if he even if we don't see the results of our ministry or we see healing in our bodies, that I choose to love you more and choose to serve you more. I'll generously give and praise you as long as I live. So that's the way it is in English. If you want, I could sing it for you. It's very raw. So, okay.
Dwayne, can you help us?
Yes. Sure. The chords are very difficult. No, I'm joking. They're very easy. It's just, if you musicians want to come out, it's C, G, A, M, F. That's very difficult. And, I wrote the words, but it's just a song that has impacted our lives. And even if God doesn't, I know that God can answer. We both know that God can heal. He's able to do it. But even if he doesn't, that we're going to love him more and serve him more. In Russian and English? Okay. Okay, I'll sing the first part in Russian.
Play mine if she wants, then it'll go through the system.
Ilya, you should be playing the drums.
Hold on.
One, two.
Okay.
So it's really raw. I apologize. But you're family, so. Yes. I love you. Okay.
Даже если нет ответа на молитвы мои, даже если нет прорыва в финансах моих, даже если нет результата в служении моем, и не увижу прорыва в исцелении моем, я буду больше тебя любить, всегда тебе служить. Я буду щедро жертвовать, сильнее, громче тебя прославлять. Даже если не исполнится все мечты мои, и никто не заметит все труды мои, и даже если другие люди преданут меня, и в этом мире все потеряю я, я буду больше тебя любить, всегда тебе служить, я буду щедро жертвовать. Хочу тебя благословить, непрестанно благодарить. Буду людей я достигать и тебя, Бог, радовать. И тебя, Бог, радовать. Even if I don't get the answers to the prayers I pray, or see financial breakthrough that I really need, even if I don't see results of my ministry or experience healing in my body, I choose today to love you more. I choose today to serve you more. I will generously give and praise you louder as long as I live. Even if I don't see my dreams come true, or I don't get recognition for the work I do, even if other people will betray me, and in this temporary world I'll lose everything, I choose today to love you more. I choose today to serve you more. I will generously give and praise you. I choose today to love you more. I choose today to I choose to bless your holy name. I choose to thank you every day. I'll reach people with your love and bring joy to your heart. And bring joy to your heart.
And when I come to heaven, Jesus, I'll see you. I'll ask, who are these people right here with you? You'll answer, these people are here because of you. It was hard, but you were faithful. Oh, my child, you're my hero of faith. Welcome home. I choose today to love you more. I choose today to serve you more. I will generously give and praise you louder as long as I live. I choose to bless your holy name. I choose to thank on earth. I know you're able. Nothing for you, Jesus, is impossible. Lord, your timing is perfect in all you do. With all my heart, I decide today to trust you. One day you will answer the prayers I pray. I believe you for financial breakthrough. One day I'll see the results of my ministry. I know soon you will heal my body. It will be very soon. I choose today to love you more. I choose today to serve you more. I will generously give and praise you as long as I live. I choose to bless your holy name. I choose to thank you every day. I'll reach people with your love and bring joy to your heart. Praise God. Thank you.
Мы надеемся, что наше свидетельство, история и песня Джессики, она будет для вас ободрением.
We hope that our testimony, our story and Jessica's song will be an encouragement for you this morning.
И мы хотим помолиться с вами.
We want to pray with you.
Мы хотим помолиться за, в первую очередь за Израиль.
We want to pray for Israel.
Еще очень много заложников остаются.
There are many hostages that are still left. Praise God for the ones that have been released. Actually, we met the family of one before she was released, and we prayed, and we said there are many Christians praying for your family to be released, and she was released last week. So praise God. Yes, it's a huge testimony. Her name is Romy, the girl that was released. One of them is Romy, and we were praying with her family. And yesterday, four more released, and there's quite a few more.
И мы хотим помолиться также вместе с вами и за вас.
And as we pray for Israel and for the release of the hostages, we want to pray for you.
Это удивительно, когда действительно ты говоришь Богу «да».
It's amazing when you say yes to God.
Бог может делать удивительные вещи через нашу жизнь.
God can do incredible things through our lives.
И касательно, когда мы говорим о Божьем призвании в нашей жизни,
and when we talk about God's call in our lives,
это неотделимо от Божьего желания спасти каждого человека на этой земле.
It's together. You can't separate it from God's desire to save souls.
И когда мы говорим о Божьем призвании, это больше история не о для нас.
When we talk about the call of God in our lives, it's really not about us.
Это история больше о через нас.
It's about His story through us.
И мне очень нравится история Иоанна Крестителя.
I love John the Baptist and his story.
В Библии написано в Евангелиях о том, что он пришел первым.
In the Gospels it says that he came first.
И его предназначение и призвание было то, чтобы приготовить людей к принятию Иисуса.
And his calling was to prepare the hearts of people to receive Jesus.
И всякий раз, когда люди спрашивали его: «Ты ли Христос?»
And when people ask him, "Are you the Christ?"
Он говорил: «Я не Христос».
He would say, "I'm not the Christ."
Но он говорит: «Я послан, чтобы прийти перед Ним».
But I'm sent before Him to prepare the way.
И когда люди слышат благую весть,
and when people hear the good news today,
кого они видят перед собой?
Who do they see first?
Нас.
It's all of us.
И мне очень нравится мышление Иоанна Крестителя.
I like John the Baptist's mentality.
Он сказал, что однажды в Евангелии от Иоанна, 3 главе, он говорит: «Я друг жениха».
John the Baptist says, "I'm the friend of the groom."
И моя радость в том, что мне нужно умолиться, а ему вознестись.
And my joy is that I will decrease as he will increase.
И мы хотим вдохновить вас, чтобы в нашей жизни всегда был такой образ мышления. Чтобы Иисус всегда, в каждой сфере в нашей жизни, Он был возвышен.
And our encouragement for you today that in every area of our lives, let Jesus be glorified and magnified. Let Him be lifted high.
И чтобы мы всегда готовы были ходить в смирении перед Ним.
And that we would always walk in humility before Him.
И говорили Ему «да».
And would always say yes to Him.
И мы хотим помолиться с вами за это, чтобы, несмотря на те трудности, на те обстоятельства, то, через что вы проходите, чтобы вы Ему сказали «да».
And that no matter what you're going through today, that you would always say yes to Jesus.
Его исцелению,
to His healing,
Его работе в вас и через вас.
His work in you and through you.
Давайте встанем, помолимся.
Let's stand for prayer.
Господи, мы благодарим Тебя,
Lord, we thank you
за Твою благость и милость,
for your grace and your mercy,
и то, что Ты делаешь в нас и через нас,
and what you do in us and through us.
И помоги нам идти таким путем.
Lord, let us walk this path.
Это узкий путь, Господи.
It's a narrow path.
Но мы хотим возвысить Твое имя в нашей жизни.
Lord, we want to glorify your name in our lives.
И мы молимся, чтобы каждый из нас был способен сказать «да» Тебе.
Lord, we want to be able to say yes to you, that each one would say yes to you.
На Твою работу.
To your work.
На Твое действие.
To your moving, Lord.
На то, чтобы нам проповедовать и делиться Евангелием с людьми.
For us to share the good news with people.
Потому что здесь, в Америке, люди тоже нуждаются услышать хорошую новость.
Because people here in the U.S. need to hear the good news.
И я прошу, направь нас в этом.
Lord, lead us in this way.
И мы молимся за Израиль.
We pray for Israel.
И благословляем эту страну.
We bless Israel.
Ты видишь, что ты нужен им, Господи.
Lord, they need you.
Каждая страна на Ближнем Востоке нуждается в Тебе, Иисус.
Each country in the Middle East needs you, Jesus.
В Ливане нуждаются в Тебе, Иисус.
Lebanon needs you, Jesus.
В Иране нуждаются в тебе.
Iran needs you, Jesus.
В секторе Газа нуждаются в тебе.
Sector Gaza, the people there need you, Jesus.
В Египте нуждаются в тебе, Иисус.
In Egypt they need you, Jesus.
Прошу, пошли людей, Господь.
Send people there, Lord.
Кто будет служить им?
Who will serve them?
И провозглашать истину.
And proclaim the truth.
Во имя Иисуса.
In Jesus' name.
И дай нам силы.
And give us grace.
Дай нам благодати.
Give us your strength.
И дай нам храбрости.
And give us courage.
Каждый день.
Every day.
Несмотря ни на что.
No matter what.
Говорить тебе да.
To say yes to you.
Аминь.
Amen.